Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Texas Thunder by Kimberly Ray. Narrated by Rebecca Estrella. Prologue. Some men were good at drinking whiskey, and some men were good at making whiskey, and a select few were even good at both. James Harlan Tucker had always been convinced that he fell into the third category. But as he stood in the small shed in the dead of a hot Texas night and sampled his latest batch, he wasn't so all-fired sure. He swirled the god-awful swig around in his mouth for a few long seconds, just to be fair, before giving in to his gag reflex and spitting the vile stuff into the dirt.
"Horse piss,"
he muttered. That's what it tasted like. And the smell? Holy Mother of Jesus! He wrinkled his nose and wondered what the hell had happened to the sweet scent of apples he'd been shooting for. Lord knew he'd used a good half a bucket of Miss Maribel's prize-winning pink ladies, and some cinnamon, too, and cardamom, and a handful of other ingredients he'd been playing around with over the past few years. He sniffed the jar of liquor and grimaced. Not that it was a poor effort. Hell no. It was pretty damned decent for the average Joe. But he wasn't some run-of-the-mill bootlegger. He was a Tucker, for damn sake. He had shine running through his veins. Any Tucker worth his salt could mix up a decent-tasting batch of liquor in his sleep. And a direct descendant of Archibald Tucker himself? The greatest moonshiner.